So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Vlad Toida v'tmerasa, Hifrish Toida v'avda v'hifrish acheres tachteh, ena tuna lechem. The following karbanis are brought as a karban toida, but do not require the lachme toida. Vlad Toida, an animal born to a female karban toida. Tmerasa, an animal that was exchanged for a karban toida. Chalifi toida, if a person was makdash a karban toida, but it got lost, and it was makdash a second toida. Afterwards, he found the first toida, and now both animals are eligible to be brought for his toida. Both animals are brought, but only the first toida requires lechem, while the second toida does not require lechem, because the pasuk states, "Im al toida yakrivenu v'hikrav al zevach ha-toida chalis matzis." The entire word yakrivenu is superfluous because it could have said "Im al toida v'hikrav." And the Gemara expounds two halachas from yakrivenu because it could have said "Im al toida yakrav v'hikrav." Therefore, Yakrav teaches that both animals are to be brought as a carbon toida. And the nu of Yakrivenu, he shall bring it, is exclusive, and teaches, Echad v'leishnayim, only the first taida requires lechem, but the second taida does not require lechem. And the word al in the phrase im al taida teaches that even vlad taidu t'murasa, that were not designated for taida, are also brought as a carbon taida, and the exclusive word hataida in the phrase v'hikrav al zevach hataida teaches that vlada u'tmurasa do not require lechem. The Gemara proceeds with a statement of Rabbi Yechon, who elaborates on Chalifei Toida and Vlad Toida. In the case of Chilufei Toida Nedava, Bein Lefnei Kapara, Bein La'acha Kapara, Tu'una Lechem. If the original Toida that was lost was a voluntary carbon that does not require replacement, the replacement does require Lechem, even though the original Toida was already brought, because Marba B'Toidesu. Since the original Toida did not require replacement, the designation of the Chilufei Toida is considered a carbon Toida in and of itself. However, in the case of Chilufei Toida Schaiva, if the original Toida that was lost was for an obligation that does require replacement, then it depends. Lefnei Kapara Tuna Lechem. If the original Toida was not brought yet, the replacement does require Lechem because it is being brought to fulfill the obligation. While La'acha Kapara Eina Tuna Lechem. If the original Toida was already brought and fulfilled the obligation, the Chilufei Toida does not require Lechem because it is not being brought to fulfill the obligation. Similarly, in the case of Vlad Toida Nedava, Bein lefnei kapara, bein la'acha kapara, in tuna lechem. If the mother toida was a voluntary carbon, the vlad toida does not require lechem, even though the mother toida was not brought yet, because meisa de toidahu. Since the vlad was not designated by the owner and received kedusha only through its mother, it's not a carbon toida in and of itself. However, in the case of vlad toida chayva, if the mother toida was for an obligation, then it depends. Lefnei kapara, tuna lechem. If the mother taida was not brought yet, the vlad taida does require lechem because the vlad is being brought to fulfill the obligation. Rabbi Yechon holds, adam miskaper b'shvach hektish. A person can fulfill his obligation with a vlad, the product of that carbon. While la'acha kapara ein tuna lechem, if the mother taida was already brought and fulfilled the obligation, the vlad taida does not require lechem because the vlad is not being brought to fulfill the obligation. The Gemara proceeds with Shmuel, who disagrees with Rabbi Yechon in the case of Vlad Toida Chayva. As Shmuel says, Kol shebechatas mesa, betoida ein tuna lechem. It is halacha l'meish mesina that there are chamish chatois hamesis. There are five cases of a karma chatas that cannot be used, that are not left to graze until they get a mum and redeem for the money to be used for oilas. Rather, they are confined and left to die. And there is a simon to remember these five. Betimna hisa pilegish. Betimna is the Rosh Hashanah of these chamish chatois. Vlad chatas, Temuris Chatas, Mesu Ba'aleo, Niskaper Ba'acher, Avr Shnasa. Vlad Chatas, the offspring of a female Chatas. Temuris Chatas, an animal exchanged for a carbon Chatas. Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleo, a Chatas whose owner died before bringing it. Chatas Niskaper Ba'aleo Ba'acheres, a Chatas whose owner already brought another animal for the carbon while the original one was temporarily lost. Chatas Shavr Shnasa, a carbon Chatas that was lost and only found after it became more than a year old. Now, Shmuel says, Kol shebechatas mesa, betoida ein tuna lechem. In the parallel cases, if these same things were to happen to a carbon toida, the carbon does not require lechem. And as the Gemara explains, Shmuel's ruling applies to the case of Vlad chatas mesa. And regarding toida, he disagrees with Rabbi Yechon and holds that in the parallel case of Vlad toida chayva, even lefnei kapara ein tuna lechem, because he holds ein od miskaper b'shvach hektish, a person cannot fulfill his obligation with the product of that carbon. The Gemara proceeds to another halacha. Rabbi Abba says, Zu taida v'zu lachma. If a person specified both the animal and lechem to be used for his carbon taida, and then aved alechem, maybe lechem acher. Of the taida, ina maybe taida acheres. If the lechem is lost, the animal remains eligible and he brings other lechem. But if the animal was lost, the lechem becomes disqualified. Because lechem leglal taida, vein taida leglal lechem. The lechem is secondary to the taida, and the taida is the main part of the carbon. Therefore, when the lechem is lost, the taida remains a valid taida, to which you can now attach a new lechem. But the taida is not secondary to the lechem, because the taida is the main part of the carbon. Therefore, when the taida is lost, the lechem becomes invalidated because it's not attached to a taida, therefore you cannot now attach a new taida to the lechem. Similarly, Rava says, Hifresh mois l'taidasav in the taisru mevi behen lechem. If a person set aside money for a carbon taida, the leftover money can be used for the lachmei taida. However, the lachmei taida in the taisru ain mevi behen taida. If he set aside money for lachmei taida, the leftover money cannot be used for a carbon taida because the pasuk states, v'hikrib al zevach ha-taida chalas matzis. Lechem ikri taida, taida la ikri lechem. The lachmei taida are called taida, therefore they can be brought with mois taida. But the taida is not called lechem, therefore it cannot be brought with mois lechem. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes Rava v'Abaye in the case of hifresh taidase v'avda, v'chazav hifresh acheres tachteh v'avda, v'chazav hifresh acheres tachteh, v'nimtzu harishaynis, v'harishlashtun oimdis. The person was makdash a carbon taida, but it got lost. And it was makdash a second taida, that also got lost. And it was makdash a third taida. Afterwards, he found the first two taidas. Now all three animals are eligible to be used for his taida obligation. Rava holds niskaba birushayna shniya ena tuna lechem shlish is tuna lechem. If the first taida was brought first to fulfill the obligation, the second taida is brought without lechem because it was chalipin of the first taida. While the third taida is brought with lechem because since it was not chalipin of the first taida, it is considered a taida in and of itself. Similarly, niskaba b'shlishes shniya ena tuna lechem rishayna tuna lechem. If the third taida was brought first, the second taida is brought without lechem, because since the third was the second is considered like the chalipin of the third. While the first taida is brought with lechem, because since it is not chalipin of the third taida, it is considered taida in and of itself. However, be'emtzayis shtein ein tunas lechem. If the second taida was brought first, both the first and third taida are brought without lechem, because both were chalipin of the second taida. While Abaya holds, afal neskapa ba'achas mehen shtein ein tunas lechem. If any of the three was brought first, the other two taidas are brought without lechem because kulu chalipin da'adodininu. All three taidas are considered chalipin of each other. And the same achlikas applies regarding a karmach chatas. Hefesh chatasei v'avda, v'hefesh acheres tachteh v'avda, v'hefesh acheres tachteh, v'nimtza hershaynis v'arishlash noimdis. If a person was makdash a karmach chatas, but it got lost. And he was makdash a second chatas, that also got lost. And he was makdash a third chatas. Afterwards, he found the first chattis, and now all three animals are eligible to be brought for his chattis obligation. Rabbi holds, Neskaba Birishayna, Shnia Tomus, Shlishas Tira. If the first chattis was brought first to fulfill the obligation, the second chattis is left to die because it was chalibin of the first chattis. And the third chattis is not left to die because it was not chalibin of the first chattis, but rather it is put out to graze until it receives a mum and the money is used for a carbon oila. Similarly, Neskaba Bishlishas, Shnia Tomus, Birishayna Tira. If the third chattis is brought first, the second chattis is left to die because it was chalibin of the third chattis, and the first chattis is not left to die because it was not chalibin of the third chattis. However, neskaba b'emtzayis, shtein yemusu. If the second chattis was brought first, both the first and third chattis are left to die because both were chalibin of the second chattis. While Abaye holds afil neskaba b'achas men shtein yemusu. If any chattis was brought first, the other two chattis are left to die because kulu chalifin da'adodininu, all three chattis are considered chalipin of each other.